This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. What a blessing it is to have you join us today. It's also great to have Dr. Randall back in the studio with us to pick up where we left off last time in this chapter from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. If you've missed any part, you can go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button and you can navigate through all of the programs to hear any of them. We have a very special announcement at the end of the program, so stay tuned, as it could very well be something you will want to participate in. Rob, we're continuing to look at Chapter 4 from your new book called Lies That Kill today. And speaking of the book, you can get your own copy by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Let me encourage you to pick up your copy today. Dr. Randall, you have a lot of ground to cover today, so let's get right into the topic.
I want to thank you for joining me today on The Invisible War. What a privilege is ours to study the wonderful, wonderful treasures of God that make all the difference in our lives if we will receive their truths. As we've said so many times on The Invisible War, and especially in this study on Lies That Kill, the supernatural battle for truth, all of the enemy's schemes are based upon our willingness to believe his horrific, damaging lies. And the only answer for the lies of the evil one is the truth of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And our freedom has been bought for us by our Lord Jesus at Calvary. So just to review a moment for that which we have already studied in this Chapter 4 of Lies That Kill, this fourth section, this lie that if they knew the real me, they wouldn't love me, or if people knew what I've done or what's been done to me, even in the secret place, no one would ever love me. Have you heard that? Do you believe that kind of lie today? Have you been in bondage because you have believed that no one would ever really accept or love you if they really knew what had been done to you or what you have done in the secret place? Please hear me today. You are who Jesus says you are. You are who God says you are. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous to righteousness. Jesus came to call sinners to repentance so that he might give us as sinners his righteousness. Our righteousness, our self-righteousness is filthy rags. Our religious righteousness is filthy rags. All righteousness except the righteousness of Christ is filthy rags. There is none righteous, no, not even one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all a mess. We've all made a mess, and we continue to make messes. That's why Jesus had to die for all of us. Nobody is better than anyone else. I don't care what some church may have said to you or someone in your family might have said to you. Hear me, no one is better than anyone else. That's why Jesus died on Calvary and shed his blood for all sin, for all time, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The role of the law we talked about last time. The law is not to encourage us or to help us become more like God. No, 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 no. The law helps us understand that in and of ourselves, we could never meet God's perfect standards. In fact, the Bible says that if we've ever been guilty of one part of the law, we are guilty of all of the law. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Please hear me. That's why Jesus came. He didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. And in the work of Christ, now you and I have the privilege to receive what he did for us for our own righteousness. He counts us righteous not because of our deeds, not because of our behavior or misbehavior. He counts us righteous because of his life. God has allowed Jesus to be our sacrifice, to take our place on Calvary. Please hear me. There's no need for any more blood to be shed for sin. Jesus did it for us. There's no need for any more bondage to all the addictions that are around us. Jesus did it for us. He took that upon himself. He frees us from all bondages because he conquered sin and death. Would you receive him today? Would you do it? As we continue our study, get out your Bible, get a pad and a pen, take good notes. Let's study the deep things of heaven. Before we do, would you pray with me? Let's ask God to be our teacher today, our guide into all truth that has the power to set us free. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for my friend. I want to thank you for the privilege that we have to study your word together. Lord, I ask that you would be our teacher, our guide into all truth, as your word promises you will be. We receive you. We thank you. Open up our hearts. We submit to the teachings of Christ. Teach us what you need to teach us today, within and without. And I ask that you would remove all blocks, all hindrances of any kind by the finger of God, that we might receive your word, that it might set us free in Jesus. And I pray it in his name. Amen and amen. My dear friend, righteousness is a gift from a loving God. Our efforts, however good, cannot attain it. No one can be good enough to gain God's approval. He's perfect. How much would you have to accomplish to be able to go into God's perfect heaven? How much money would you have to give to be enough money to get into God's perfect heaven? How many deeds would be enough deeds? How many hungry folks would you have to feed to be enough to get into God's perfect heaven? How silly is this notion? Please hear me. God's approval of us is only through the sacrifice of his Son on Calvary. It is at Calvary we begin to understand God's unconditional love as opposed to man's conditional kind of love. Man's love is based on the condition which he sets, based upon the false righteousness of our behavior or misbehavior. If we act right, then we will be loved and accepted. If we don't, then we are abandoned and rejected. Man's love is conditional, but God's love comes through the sacrifice of Christ. He became the payment for all sin. God loves you so much that he offers you and me this free gift. If we will receive this gift by faith, believing Christ died for our sins and that he rose again by no work of our own, we become accepted and clothed in Christ's righteousness. God's love offered to us through the sacrifice of Christ is unconditional. It is here I want to take a journey into the wonderful world of the eternal truth of God so that we can come to understand who we really are in Christ. Our genuine worth is in our supernatural identity we have in Him, in Christ. The enemy of our souls will do everything he can to keep you and me from understanding and believing the following truths. Please hear it today. In our union with Christ, we become joint heirs with Christ. Everything the Father has given His only Son is legally ours. When we are placed in Christ through the receiving of His salvation, since Jesus conquered sin, we too can be victorious over sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, and Romans 6, verse 1 through 4. Since Jesus conquered Satan, we too can be victorious over the devil and his evil angels. Luke chapter 4, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, and Revelation 12, verse 11. Since Jesus conquered death, you and I will someday share in His victory over death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Please hear the message. Since Jesus was given a new body, you and I and Christ will also be given a new body. Since Jesus has a home in heaven, in Christ we also have a home in heaven. John 14, verse 1 through 3. And in our union with Christ, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, Romans 8, 37. Oh, please hear the message. Just the other day, I woke up singing a song, singing a hymn. We're in a season where my wife's mother has just gone to be with the Lord. And I woke up singing, "There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there." Now, how could I sing that? How could that have been planted as a hope in my heart that one day we'll have another place, a home in heaven? Hear me, because Jesus got a home in heaven, and I'm a joint heir with Him. I have a home in heaven. Everything that the Father has given Jesus is yours if you have put your trust and faith in Him. Everything that has been given to Him is rightfully, legally ours in Christ. Look with me at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and chapter 2. In chapter 1, beginning in verse 19, to the end of the chapter, the Holy Spirit reveals the truth that when Christ was raised from the dead, God gave Him the ultimate power and authority over all things. Jesus Christ is Lord. Whether we believe it, whether we want to believe it or not, I want you to know today that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord over all names, over all things. Verse 21, God seated Him in the place of all authority at His right hand. Verse 20, don't miss this. This is huge. Notice carefully what God has done for us in Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 4 through 7. Hear the message. Please hear the Word of God today. It is the truth that has the power to set us free today. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Right now, today, if you are in Christ, you have been given a place to work with Christ in His victory. at the right hand of God the Father? Oh, hear me. How is this possible? Because everything the Father has given Jesus is yours. It is mine through our union with Christ. That's right, everything. He has given you the keys to the kingdom of God so that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, Matthew 16, verse 19. Why did he do all this for you? Why did he do it for me? So that he might show his great love toward us. He loves you. That's how valuable you are to God. He loves you so much, he is willing to share his life, his work, and his position of authority with you. Too often we accept the enemy's lies instead of God's truth. These lies are well-crafted, evil time bombs that are programmed to bring destruction at the evil one's strategic and sinister pleasure. All of his evil lies are ultimately aimed to undermine our relationship with God. Many times we mistakenly view our relationship with our Heavenly Father through our disappointments with our earthly fathers. We must never allow our wounds to define who we are in Christ. If Satan can get us to believe that God is not good, our inheritance as a child of God is not secure, or for whatever reason we don't really belong in the family of God, his evil seeds of destruction will have been planted. Today, we are hearing a wonderfully similar message from many pulpits literally all around the world. Through sermons and in-depth Bible studies, we are being given the distinction between living like we are orphaned and living as accepted sons and daughters of God. This is a powerful truth. The Holy Spirit is evidently trying to remind the church in these difficult days of intense warfare. I want to ask you today, are you living like a son of God? Or are you living like an orphan? Do you believe you have an inheritance that is incorruptible and cannot fade away, that is kept by the power of God? It's not kept by our obedience or disobedience. It's kept by the power of God. Do you believe it? Or have you decided to live like an orphan? I want to ask you, are you living like an orphan, like a stepchild? Are you living like a son of God, legally, properly, in the family of God, a precious daughter, a precious son of God? If the enemy can make you believe that you don't belong, then you're going to live like that. Now, next time on The Invisible War, we will continue our study in these wonderful eternal truths of living like a son instead of an orphan. But today, would you accept the truth of what God's Word says? Would you accept the fact that if you have trusted Christ as Savior, you are His Son? You are a joint heir with Christ. You have been adopted into the family of God, and nothing can change that. Nothing can pluck you out of the Father's hand. His power is greater than all demons, all lies, all of the works of the enemy. God's power is greater. Would you receive it right now? Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you pray with me today? Would you do it? I can't do it for you, but I can do it with you. Would you just join your heart with me as we go to Him in prayer? Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right, pray it with me. I know I'm a sinner, and I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And for those of you who know of a time when you have accepted Christ as your Savior, would you pray this prayer with me right where you are? Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you that I belong in the family of God. Forgive me for ever believing the lies of the enemy, that I didn't belong, that you really didn't love me, that I'm not as good or accepted as others. I see now that I've been deceived. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Cleanse me. I now accept my position that you gave me through Christ Jesus in the family of God. Now, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would seal this prayer time with your blood. May the evil ones not be able to snatch away what you are sowing in our hearts. I ask that you would put this time with my friend in the circle of your blood. And Lord, I ask that you would bring forth much fruit for your glory, for what you are sowing in our hearts this day on the invisible war. If you prayed with me just now, I want to share that decision with you. Would you contact me? You can call me at 1-877-808-8886. I'll receive your phone calls personally, your emails personally. You can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Be sure to join us again next week as we continue our study in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth. As we continue our study on the lie that no one would ever love me if they really knew me. That's next week, right here on The Invisible War.
And with that, we've come to the end of the program today. We look forward to picking up where we left off on this topic next week, right here on The Invisible War. Let me encourage you, we depend on your financial support in order to bring the program to you each week. And if you have been blessed by this ministry in any way, now would be a perfect time to get on board with your financial partnership. Call us with your generous gift at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. You can also go to our website to make your contribution today, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. And while you're there, be sure to pick up a copy of Rob's new book called Lies That Kill. I know you'll want to get a copy for yourself. Dr. Randall spent a great deal of time and study into this book, and I can tell you firsthand how amazing it is. There is no other book out there that is dealing with this important content. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, and get your copy of this powerful book today. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I talk to you just a moment about what it means to be free in Christ? The Word of God tells us in Galatians 5:1, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." May I ask you today, are you free? I'm not asking you if you are saved or born again or born of the Spirit. I certainly hope you have been born into the family of God through accepting Christ as your personal Savior. As you know, every program, I invite all who listen to give their lives to Christ. It is clear from this particular passage in Galatians that it is possible for a Christian to fall back into a yoke of slavery. Have you fallen back into a yoke of slavery? Are you carrying the chains of darkness? Are you attempting to live a double life? Are you living a life filled with confusion and doubt? God is more than able to bring you into His wonderful freedom. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to set you free from all that would destroy you and your family. If you need a prayer meeting for spiritual healing and deliverance, please call today for one. Your call and emails are kept in strict confidentiality. Please remember, therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. Would you humble yourself right now and call for a prayer meeting? Call us toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me with your prayer request through theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please don't continue in spiritual bondage when your freedom in Christ is just a call away. Contact us and do it today.
Thank you for listening to the program. It's our prayer that the information will continue to point you to the Father and that you will experience the freedom He has designed for you. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next time right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.